Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, and I am the social-emotional counselor at the middle school, and I am here today with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal. Hey, Tammy, how are you?
I'm so good. So glad to be back on the pod. This has been an exciting week. We just finished up homecoming. I hope you were able to attend, see people jump out of planes, watch the parade go. A fabulous game. It was awesome. 25 years at Oaks Christian, and we're hoping for 25 plus more. I mean, way more than 25.
Way more than 25.
Way more. I mean,
but what a solid start.
Exactly.
We're happy to be celebrating.
Exactly. But now, as you guys know, we are going on retreats.
Drum roll.
We're going on retreats, and we are cruising to Catalina with our sixth graders. Mm-hmm. We are hyped for Hume with our seventh graders. And we're jamming to Joshua Tree with our eighth graders. We're super pumped about all the things that are to come for retreats. But Gaia, SEL, we've got some new things popping off.
Yes,
can you tell
do.
Us about them?
Yeah, absolutely. We kicked off our sixth grade curriculum, Character Counts. If you have a sixth grader, I would highly recommend you ask them how the first week of Character Counts went this past week. Our topic was respect. It was an awesome time of collaborating and all being together in the pod and having a conversation of what it looks like to live out respect in our community. Definitely ask your student about it. We're really excited to see where sixth grade curriculum goes the rest of this year. And now Tammy is going to introduce our guest for this episode.
We have a very important guest with us today. We have Kim Newman, who is our educational specialist, overseer of the SOARS program here at the middle school. She is the definition of patience and a resource for your mm-hmm. children. She has tools for them in the classroom, and today she has some tips and tools for you. How are you doing today, Kim?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to be joined here with Kim and gain some wisdom from her today. Kim, quarter one grades are coming quickly. Can you share some advice to parents of how they can go over grades with their students in an effective way?
Yeah. So as parents, it's really important that we maintain emotional balance when discussing mm-hmm. grades with our children. Mm-hmm. So excessive praise and excitement about grades can be just as harmful as expressing anger or deep disappointment or lashing out at students because of poor grades. So it's, you know, really because when students perceive that their performance dictates parental approval and happiness, they start to overly identify with their grades and develop a self-concept primarily centered around academic achievement. So we have to remember our students are more than just a letter grade. And at the end of the day, it's really those executive functioning skills that determine long-term success over the letter grade. So the best way to start this conversation is to ask your students how they feel about their grades and then listen. Listen to what they say. Listen to what they don't say.
That'd be a good chat, like at the kitchen table, maybe.
Yeah. You know, I ask students this all the time, and I'm surprised at their response because they're much harsher than I would expect. And I think it's because they have internalized these messages about themselves mm-hmm. as a learner, and they're deeply rooted. So it's important to help them develop a realistic perspective about academic performance. And that's something we can model through our own responses. So for students who are doing well in academics, emphasize those skills such as strong work ethic, persistence, good time management, all of those things that contribute to success. And that's that way we're de-emphasizing the letter grade and highlighting those executive functioning skills. But also it's important to ask our high achieving students if maintaining their grade is sustainable. Yes, they might be bringing home straight A's and doing great in school, but are they borrowing time, energy, and efforts from other areas in their lives that bring them joy and are fulfilling to them?
I think what I hear you saying is balance.
Balance is my key point here. Yeah.
Yes, that's good. It's good.
I was just going to say for students who are struggling, we need to figure out why. Mm-hmm. There's generally two reasons. One, it's they don't understand the concept, or two, they lack the skills for success. For example, their poor organization is leading to missed assignments. So make sure we find some areas for praise in that conversation, identify the problem, and then let your student take the lead on developing some solutions so you can develop a plan.
I love what you're sharing about valuing the conversation with your child. And that really leads into my next question, which is about why our teachers take the time to write personalized comments on quarter one grades. Why do they do that? What are we hoping that the parents and students gain from writing those comments?
So our teachers spend a lot of time with the students. They get to know them on a deeper level and invest in their growth, even beyond the classroom. So these comments help our students feel known. And again, the grades only give us a piece of the story. So these personalized observations fill in more details of that student profile. So the teachers are the experts in the classroom, and they're going to provide feedback on the behaviors and conduct that contribute to academic outcomes. So again, have those conversations with your students about those comments and encourage them to be more aware of how their behaviors in class either contribute to the learning process or hinder the learning process for both themselves and other students in the classroom.
Lastly, as Tammy said, you are the expert on tips and tricks and all things academic success. As we have now begun the year and we have a strong start, do you have any tips or tricks that you can share with parents about how to continue to help their child grow in academic success this year?
It's really important to develop routine. Routines really prime the brain for learning because it frees up those cognitive resources for higher order skills. So structure and consistency of routine, we find, is even more important for our students at this time where their lives are transitioning very rapidly. And students with routine have higher levels of confidence because they're able to plan and be more accountable for their own schedules, as well as prioritize their responsibilities because they know what's being expected of them. Another benefit of routine is that it reduces anxiety and it gives students a greater sense of predictability and control. So at the very least, we want to establish morning routines to set our students off on the right step for the day, homework routines so that our students are being really productive during that time so that they can then, shut down the homework and go rest or do something that kind of is more fulfilling to them. And then a bedtime routine so we're getting good quality sleep. So routines take a great deal of time and consistency. So we as parents have to be patient in that process for our middle school students who are really fine-tuning the way they operate based on their own preferences and the way that they're wired. Students are going to need a little bit more patience and support in that process. I think checklists can be a great resource for them because it really outlines the steps to develop a good routine and also gives them some independence. You can just tell them, go check your routine. Mm-hmm. Middle school really is the ground for that trial and error mm-hmm. process to occur. So these conversations help us to pause, reflect, mm-hmm. and then correct.
Yep. It's good. Kim, you gave us a lot of information, and I think what I hear you saying, and parents, I hope you feel a little more at ease now that you've got some talking points surrounding grades and also so how to start a conversation with your student about grades, what their grade means to them, how to put routines into their schedule that better help them prepare and get them organized for what's to come, because ultimately, in middle school, we need to put together some routines and have great executive functioning skills to prepare us for the learning that is to come over the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks. Gaia.
Yes.
I want to throw it back to you for our call to action.
Absolutely. Our call to action and verse of the week go hand in hand. This week, our verse of the week is James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish the work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Our call to action as a community this week is to choose joy. Yes, school has challenges. Yes, your students are going to go through highs and lows with academics, but our goal is that we are always encouraging a joyful mindset here at Oaks Christian. Our greatest hope is that your students are learning and enjoying the process. And as parents and caretakers of your students, we can model what it looks like to be a joyful learner. Tammy, help us finish out the pod for the week.
All right. So this is a short week. I hope you all have some plans to spend time with family. Friday, there's no school. And also, we're on fall break on Monday and Tuesday. So I hope you have some time to get away. I want to get away. I want to get away. Yeah. And we will see you in the next coming week with some updates about how retreats went. Until then,
see you next time.
In the middle with you. Bye.